Thank you. It's always a pleasure to get to talk to what's become my main passion over the past 7 years. I went to Turkey for sabbatical in 2011 and took the idea of Annie's project to Turkey and kind of fell in love with it from there, and it's just grown since then. So this talk is about a project that we expanded past the borders of Turkey, and we called it Empowering Women Farmers with Agricultural Business Management Training. It kind of grew out of Annie's project and then Suzanne's project, and now it's become a MOFA. We were funded by the Erasmus Plus program of the Economic Union, and the background is that farming is the principal economic activity in most of the rural areas of the EU, and about half the population lives in these rural areas. And so if there wasn't farming to hold the communities together, there wouldn't be anything. And women seem to be they're a key part of agriculture, but they're under-recognized, and there's very little training for them through the traditional methods of agriculture extension. And I find when I go to other countries, I really appreciate what we have in the U.S. The land-grant system, it just doesn't exist in other countries. So trying to find extension in universities and put them together is a problem, because often the universities think that the extension people are just civil servants who aren't doing anything except collecting a paycheck, and the extension people think the university people are sitting in the ivory tower doing nothing useful. So one of the things we've tried to do is bring these two groups together. And this fits along with the EU's strategic goals, which are to modernize the labor markets and empower people, and our target is empowering women. So with developing their skills, which is one thing we offered, we haven't found many extension projects offered to women in Turkey or Europe. Matching the labor supply and demand, increasing participation, improving in business environment, and developing a sustainable base. How I got started is Turkey has a huge percentage of small greenhouses that are producing vegetables, and they still eat real fruits and vegetables, unlike us in the U.S. But the people that are involved in this production are kind of looked down on by other people who want to modernize the country and become more industrialized and post-industrial. And even the farmers themselves think, I'm only doing this because this is all I know. So they don't see it as a business. So our aim was to train extension educators so that they could train the women farmers, being the final participants. And we wanted to develop the technical skills to produce products. We wanted to teach them to be entrepreneurial and manage their farm through business management training, which is basically having them write a business plan and think of their farm as a business so that they could sustain profitable businesses. So we hope to empower the women by giving them self-confidence that they can actually learn and manage their farms and then network with other women. One advantage we have in Turkey versus sort of the isolation we find in the U.S. is that they have these groups of women that meet usually once a week, and they call it the goon, which means the day or the week. So they do share ideas, and we find that the people that have participated in our training then take this back to the other women. Oops. The partners that we had for this project was Akdeniz University in Turkey, Rutgers in the U.S., the Technical University in Munich, Stutcom, which does sort of IT-type training in Spain, VisMedNet Association in Malta that, again, looks at IT, the Anatolia Directory of Provisional Agriculture, Food, Agriculture, and Livestock, which would be like our Department of Agriculture, and then the municipality, the Chamber of Agriculture in Turkey, that an Antalya part of Turkey, which would be equivalent to the Farm Bureau here in the U.S. We developed three sets of outputs. One is a training manual. We called it a program training manual for basically a teacher's manual. Then a business management workbook with exercises that would help the women do their business plan once they complete it, and then e-learning videos, which are short videos on the website to reinforce the ideas that we taught, and then they're available for everybody anywhere in the world that didn't get to come to the training. These were all in four languages of the four participating partners, English, Turkish, German, and Spanish. So the business management teacher's manual is to develop curriculum for a 10-day local workshop for women farmers, again in four languages. It's a little bit thicker workbook than what the women get. Then we developed a very hands-on business management training workbook for women farmers in the four languages as well. And this also included some production primarily targeted to greenhouse producers, and then the e-learning videos. So this gives them support online, and you have the website here below where you can take a look at those videos. And all the different chapters in the workbook is summarized in short little clips. So this was a two-year project which just finished on the 15th of September. We had our first meeting January of last year in Turkey to get to know each other, the partners that we pulled together from various sources. All of us knew at least one other partner, but not all of us knew everybody. Then we met in the U.S. in May, and we had a short sort of mini Annie's project so that the other partners could see what we're doing here in the U.S. So we had women come for one day and did a quick business plan and a day for women in New Jersey, which was hard to get them to come, as you know, in May. But we did have about, I think, 25 women or so. And we did some local tours of local farms and had all the partners work together. The second meeting was in Germany, and we actually had some extension educators from Turkey and Germany attend that training. And we did an evaluation then of those participants. I'll show you those results in a minute. Our third meeting was in Barcelona, where we again had extension educators from other countries, and we actually had some farmers that came from Malta. We didn't really have extension cooperators in Malta, but we had people that were helping us with the videos, and it was good to have some insight from actual farmers. And then the final meeting was just held a couple months ago in Antalya, Turkey. And we had extension educators and also women who had taken the training for the two courses that we'd had in Turkey since the workbook was created. So you see they're very proud to be part of that conference. And some of the women farmers who had participated talked about their experience. And they came up with a slogan that roughly translates, "We're not only workers, we're now managers." And they were very proud to see themselves as managers. So we came up with some evaluations pre and post the workshops. And you can see that both in Germany and Spain, where we had extension educators, all the evaluations, I think, well, except for, they were all four, of a 1 to 5 scale, they were all above 4. And some higher than others, both in Germany and Spain. And you can see that the pretest that we did in Spain, the information that the extension educators felt they learned jumped quite a bit. So they now feel like they can help women go through the entire business planning process. And you know, a lot of extension educators aren't really trained in business management. Often they're trained in production. And the women are interested in that, but they also need the business management training. In Turkey, when we asked the farmers themselves, you see our scores were even higher. These are all 4.5 or above on a 1 to 5 scale about how they feel confident now that they can do the business part of the farm. We taught them how to use computers and smartphones and to get information on those, and also the technical topics of running a farm. There's a lot of interest in doing sustainable agriculture, organic, and so forth. So those were very popular topics as well. So, like I said, to disseminate this project, it's designed for 10-day local workshops. We, in Turkey, tried to do these in 2 weeks, but it would probably be better if you spread them out over 10 weeks and have it one day a week. At time that women can come, usually a 3-hour session. We find this works really well in New Jersey because even in the U.S., most farmers are part-time. So they're either busy working on their farm during the day or doing their off-farm job during the day. And so they want the weekends to do their farming, and the evenings is usually the best time. And it usually helps if you can figure out how to provide some meals. So the average age of these women in Turkey were 32, which is way younger than what we think of as for farming in the U.S. but they've been in farming for 12 years, and only 68% of them are married, although often they're in partnerships with their husbands. And when I first went to Turkey, none of them had gone to college, but we're starting to get more educated people interested in this. As you see, 18% of them had actually finished college of the people that took our program. 70% were sole owners, and 20 said they were in a partnership, and 10 said shared ownership. This is kind of a problem in Turkey because land keeps getting inherited, and then it keeps being owned by all these cousins and other distant relatives that want to have some say about it, but they're not on the farm. So I think that's what they mean with shared ownership. The income is fairly low. Most of them have income less than 50,000 Turkish liras, annual income, but some do have about 23%, a little bit more than that. So in terms of the business management, you see our scores were quite high as well. They are starting to be very interested in doing a business plan, and they really like coming up with a mission statement for their farm and realizing that they are entrepreneurs and own a business. So we did what we call multiplier events where we were together. We trained the extension educators in Germany, Spain, and then in this conference in Turkey. And the post-evaluation, 86% said they were really surprised that there was a project just for women. This was in the final Turkish group. And as I said, they're very interested in the agricultural production techniques, especially anything sustainable in IPM. So they already said, almost half of them already practice IPM. 85% said they plan to minimize the residue on the farm. And 27% said they are making changes in their production based on taking the AMOFA training. 72% said they have changed their business or plan to change it as a result of the class. And you can see even the older women are very proud of the workbook and completing that and feeling like they're a business manager. Most of them, we said, what would you change? They said it was fine. The only things they suggested was, you know, they want more education. And if they could do field trips to other farmers, to other countries, that they would really like that. And you see they bring their children to the workshops, so they are involving them. So this is my web page, and also I listed the web page for AMOFA. We have a Facebook and Twitter, and I'd be happy to hear from any of you. I don't know how we're doing on time. Okay. Yes. Yeah, unfortunately we only had 15 minutes. There's lots of other things I'd like to talk about, but I was very careful when I worked setting up that first training session in 2011 to not make it battle of the sexes, us versus them. So we always said, take this home, share it with your partners, your husbands, whatever. The husbands have always been very supportive. When we asked, should we continue to have this just for women or should we include men, their answer is, men should have this training, but theirs should be separate. We still want just women. And we find in New Jersey, we had a specialized Annie's project just for greenhouse owners. And I think mainly because that's our biggest commodity in the state, and that's the one we could get enough people to come. We had four men that insisted on coming because we can't discriminate. And I do think the environment was different, having men involved. And there may be other factors as well because it was a bigger group. They were coming from all over the state. We usually try to have local meetings, but men are very supportive. They just want, you know, the women want to keep doing it themselves and also bring their husbands on board, but in a separate group. And we found this is, you know, in the past in New Jersey, I was doing these, I thought, wonderful programs in business management and ask everybody to come, and three people would sign up, so I'd have to cancel it. Then I started Annie's project, and they knocked the door down. And now it's become so popular, now the men want to come. So my feeling is whatever works to get the business management training out there. Any other questions? Yes. Sure. That's a risk management education project that was started with funding from the Risk Management Extension education program, and it was started by Ruth Hamilton, who was my colleague at the University of Illinois, who's since retired, but she started it, I think it's been about 12, 13 years ago now, because there was targeted money for what they considered underserved communities, and the Northeast was underserved, but women were considered underserved. So I think she started it with only like 10 women and named it after her mother, Annie, and it just kind of spread all across the country. So I think it's in most states now, and women just really like that, getting together, especially in the U.S., because farms tend to be very isolated. In Turkey, it's different. They kind of cluster around towns, and then they go out to farm, but people live next to each other, and it's more social. But agriculture can be very isolating in the U.S., especially for women, so they really like that networking aspect of it. It's one of the key components that we try to build into it. Okay, we good? You're welcome.